Martin and myself who have signing authority for all town stuff.
That's at the Conexus too?
No, at the Conexus, I haven't done that. I haven't gone into Conexus or anything to do with that yet. So we also need to make the motion.
We should do Conexus at the same time here.
Yeah.
Our bad, we probably should have thought of this and done this before.
Who wants to make that motion for Conexus?
Sure. I'll make that motion again, too. It doesn't matter.
Fuck by Geiger.
Okay, seconder.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Me.
It is carried.
Remember, we have to say yes. The video recording's not picking up hands.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Mike, we heard you, right? So we're all in favor.
Yep.
And Russ?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so moving on to number 7. We have nothing to report there, right? Protective services.
Lawyers drafting up a letter for the purchase agreement of the building. It's supposed to be April 1st. I think they asked for the payment date, but with COVID-19, who knows if that's going to cause delays.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if Terry was talking to Blair. It kind of got left up in the air, so I called Blair myself, and him and I were talking. He sent me the information he would like in the contract, and I forwarded that on to the lawyer to do up it, and he hasn't got back to me yet on the contract.
Okay.
And with the building, we were supposed to meet with the fire department, go over there and look at the lighting, but again, we didn't want too many people in the same place at the same time, so we postponed it for now.
Can get postponed for sure.
I know the fire department is excited about it, and I know they want to discuss things sooner than later. I don't know when that's going to be or how we're going to do that, but
The situation's kind of changed in the last couple of weeks as opposed to where we were at prior, so I think that it's a matter of we'll still have to get those quotes and stuff on the things we discussed, lighting and whatever, and we'll go forward from there with sitting down with them and figuring out, you know, who's contributing for what.
Yeah, I think we could be talked in light of the things that have unfolded with the coronavirus and the social isolating and all that stuff, and just right now is not a good time. We'll go ahead and put our best foot forward in quotes and stuff, but I think at this time it's kind of at a stand. So.
Yeah, just leave it be, I think, for now.
I will.
They're going to end completely, so.
Should I follow up with Blair just to let him know where this stands so he's not kind of just left out of the loop?
Yes, give me a few minutes with the lawyer to draft up the purchase agreement.
Yeah.
And Terry was on. Terry was on.
And
the...
then if you could send that purchase agreement to all of us to review before it goes over to him for signature.
Yes.
We also had 3 people on the building committee from council and 3 from the fire department. Now, with Terry not being on council anymore, do we want to add another one?
I think we should.
I do as well.
Who else is on it?
Me and Mike.
I can't remember.
I don't know, dude. We go 2 or 3. I'm kind of, it doesn't really much matter.
I'd be fine with just the 2 of you representing us at those discussions, unless you guys want a 3rd person.
The only thing I thought a 3rd person is sometimes just trying to get 4 out of the 5 or 5 out of the 6 or people to be able to meet on the same night is sometimes difficult.
That's, well, you guys can put me in the mix if you want, if I'm you know, because that's just it. If not everyone can make it, not everyone can make it.
Yeah, that was my only thought.
I'm a little spread thin on committees, but I mean, if I'm around.
Well, that's kind of what I mean. Like, if we're doing that, then there's going to be other committees. Like, right now, we're in a position where we're going to have to fill some spots with stuff. I think we run with two.
Okay.
Because you're right, there's going to be a lot more people. That's
one of you can't make it for a scheduled night, let us know and someone can step in.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Let's do it that way, yeah.
And then it's not limiting it to, like, say if you can't make it, Russ, and Kaylee's busy, I could go or whatever, right? And vice
versa. Or I could go too, it doesn't matter to me.
But we'll play those by ear as needed, but as long as two of you are there, or two of us are there, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, the first responders have decided they're going to keep their stuff with the fire department, so it'll go to the new building. I think Tristan had said that he would move the red light, but if we're getting the electrician quote, like, should we just get the electrician to quote that in there? I know, obviously, there's no quotes happening right now, but if we just add it to the list for the
red light.
If the electrician's going to be in there to do the work, that'd be nothing for him, I'm sure, to wire that over, so...
Thanks.
So, you guys are good with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, letter. Okay. Recreation Service, Geiger.
Well, there's supposed to be a rec board meeting next week. I'm pretty sure we're going to be canceling that meeting and moving forward. So I can send a note to the people that I know or the rec board. I don't have email addresses for the two new people. Mallory, if you happen to have those, if you could send them to me for Brady and Jenna. Jenna?
Okay.
Wasn't it for the...
I probably could get Brady's contact information. I think I might have it.
I
can text him.
I was only talking to his girlfriend through Facebook, so if you can get it, then
I guess. Even if you could fire her a message. But yeah, if we can get their contact info, at least we can pass that to the rest of the rec board too. And we'll just have to go another meeting a month or whatever here and... officially appoint them on to there at that point, but at this point it doesn't make any sense to hold a meeting, so the only thing that would be coming up would be something for Easter and the rink's closed anyway, it doesn't really matter, so
yeah,
at this point for everyone's safety and that it doesn't make sense, so
that's right. Okay, so you guys can get that information forwarded, that'd be great. Okay, moving on down to new business. Discuss COVID-19 and the effects on our community.
I more so put this on because I know you guys have been throwing out ideas. Do we need to be doing anything? So I didn't know if you guys wanted to discuss anything about it.
Well, right now we've made the changes with our staff. In the office and our outside crew there. We shut down the town facilities with the hall and the hockey rink and the curling rink.
Yeah.
I know at this point, and then we made some discussions here tonight as far as water billings and stuff like that. I don't know if there's any other measures at this point that we need to take. I seen Regina's taken another step today. They've are shutting down all playgrounds around the city and any play areas and stuff like that. But
I've been kind of watching that, and
I don't know how you would enforce that in a town like this. Yeah. I mean,
well, over the weekend there was quite a bit of activity on the school playground equipment, and I don't know who it was or whatever, but I don't know, maybe a guy could get a hold of them, and the swings, even at the playground, at the Alliance Park, is there any way that a guy can just remove the swings for now so they don't, or do we go that route at all, or what?
I don't know if you want to go and move stuff, but I think...
I'm just talking about taking the chains off.
No, I don't know what you're doing about that.
No, I think even if you go to the provincial government, any area is no more than 25. And I get into park and all that kind of stuff, but I think the problem is going to be, like, where do you force it? Like, I know driving around today at work, I was grabbing vehicles and bringing them around from customers, and there was a lot of city police driving around, probably more police than there was any other people. That's how they're enforcing it at parks. Are you going to enforce that during the weekend?
Yeah, we don't have the power to enforce it.
No.
We could recommend people, you know, not
that'd be it.
I think just trying to get the word out to the parents saying, tell your kids, don't go to the park. Like, I mean, you're supposed to keep them.
A lot of people have obviously seen that, I'm sure, on Facebook or CTV or Leader Post or wherever, everywhere, that the city's doing that. And the reasons why, I'm sure, I know it opened my eyes today, and my kids won't be going back. I let them go the other day without thinking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it makes perfect sense, and none of that equipment's getting sanitized at any point in time, right? So
that's right. So could we maybe make up and draft up a poster and put it out, and maybe put it on our town sign, asking them just to refrain from using that equipment?
I think, you know, you just educate them and just say, we're recommending that no use of the playground or the school grounds, and list a couple of reasons why.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we could pull some of the reasons, like the city of Regina's listed off, right? And just, like Mike said, just right, let's just try and educate the public here. It's not necessarily our job to cut them off from everything. I mean, like Mike said, we can't enforce it. So if we just try our best to educate the public for those types of things. We've controlled what we can as far as limiting at the hall and the hockey rink and that. At this point, I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's all we really can do. I think you're right. Just educate them. Like, we recommend that. Yeah, or recommend using up the playground, the school grounds for this reason, that they're not, equipment's not being clean and sanitized, and you're recommending public exposure. You know, recommending to small groups of five. You're recommending just 2 meters, and it's really hard to enforce that or reenact that when you have kids running around. You're not keeping them. Happy to other bag, whatever, right? So it's tough.
I mean, I know there's a lot of parents that are really concerned about this stuff too, right? So they're educating their kids at the same time,
right?
And just to keep everybody safe, right? It's a community effort. It's not a 50 people. The community's got to come together on it here.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're controlling the facilities and stuff that we can control. Like Mike said here, let's just educate the public. And I don't know what else we can say that they probably haven't heard a million times already.
That's right.
But it doesn't hurt, I guess, to send it out again or make some posters or, you know.
Yeah, maybe even just make some posters and put them up around town or whatever.
I think the more people see it, the more people hear it, the more effective it'll be.
Yeah.
So are we looking at starting a whole letter with all the different kind of steps and things you're doing in this time?
Water bill's going out. It can go in the water bill.
Yeah, we could do that.
There you go.
We've talked lots about sending out a town newsletter, so...
If you can grab something up, Mallory, and let us look at it, that can go in the water bill, and it can touch on what we're doing with the water bills, plus all the other stuff that we've been asked at this point.
That's what kind of mean, leaving it all out, so it kind of lays out exactly what we're doing and recommending. Education piece, I think, goes along with what we're doing and what we recommend.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing, by-election discussion.
Yeah, I asked to put this on there. I know it's an election year. I know the timing is really, really crappy right now with COVID-19 and stuff like that. But to lose two councillors at the same time, their reasons, kind of puts us, to be my opinion, in a bit of a tough spot. Even if a couple of us aren't able to attend the meeting, you're now down to not having quorum and you can't have the meeting. Even if one guy is missing, everybody's going to have to agree on everything to pass anything.
Yeah.
My other concern, as I pointed out in the emails, was with it being an election year, the election's in November, so our meetings are done at the end of October. I don't know how many of us are going to seek re-election or not. So to me, I just figured if someone was willing to run in a by-election now, the chances are they would let their name stand again in the fall at an election. And that would, you know, at least maybe they'd have a few months, 5-6 months, maybe 4 or 5, whatever the case may be, to be able to get some background on what's going on around town and at least possibly have some continuity going into your next council. Those are my thoughts anyway.
I agree with you. The only bad part is, how do you have an election now? Like, you have 6 weeks that people are supposed to get out and campaign. You're bringing people to the same location to vote. Like,
that's the question. I mean, the campaigning, I mean, most people are going to just throw that online, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's the, yeah, how do you hold a vote? Like, how do you actually vote on election day without, you know, bringing a crowd together? At this point, we don't know what regulations are going to be in place from the province or anything at this point, right? But
other thing is, we need staff to do that. First, we need assessments have to be done right away here within the next week or two. I'm doing those. And then after them, then we still need to hire whether an administrator and then assistant or whoever it is, and water billings. And so main thing is, we do need 2 staff to do it for sure.
Yeah.
And then on a different topic, do we want to consider like hiring someone for a temporary position just as an office assistant?
I think the amount of training I'd have to do to teach and to use the program, because the water billing, I'd have to go through everything with them. They could do general receipting, but that's not an issue with the doors closed right now anyway.
Okay.
The bigger stuff right now is assessments, doing the actual water billing, then the advertising for the assessments. If anyone peels the assessment, then you guys interviewing. I'm not saying no, I think it's a possibility. I just think we need to be fully staffed first.
What all is involved staff-wise in holding a by-election?
You need 2 staff, first of all, because one has to be the returning officer and the deputy. And then you have to do the actual call for nominations. Pardon?
Do they have to be a staff member, or could you hire someone out of the community just for that role?
You can hire some outside the community, but in the office, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you have to get ready. The call for nominations, the advertisement, the proper amount of weeks in between. And we have to look at if we're doing criminal records, are we calling that you need to be clear of a criminal record check? I know we've done that in the past. I don't think we did it this past time, but
laid out that in like the Municipalities Act.
It's not in Municipalities Act. It's a Local Elections Act, Local Government Election Act.
Okay. I know the timing is really, really bad with everything that's going on in the world and that, but like I said, those were my thoughts. If there was any way that we could think to do that type of a thing, I mean, the longer we go without doing it, it makes less sense to do because you're getting closer and closer to the election. But
I think if we do decide to go that route, and by the time the dust clears, as far as starting the process and actually having a by-election, we're going to be very close to where we're going to be in November.
Well, I think you have to have nominations open for, 2 weeks? And then you have to give them six weeks to campaign, I think. Isn't that right?
I have to read through the act again.
Because if that is, that's 2 months. So even if we started it April, May, you're not getting somebody until June, July probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm almost make sense of that point, right?
Yeah, can we look up, I guess, what those time frames are?
I'm looking as we speak.
Okay, thanks, Mallory. I'm just curious. I know there's restrictions and stuff. Like you said, Russ, it has to be the call for nominations open for so long, and then you have to allow so much time for campaigning or whatever, and that kind of thing, because I know when they do it and it rolls out to all the municipalities, it's a certain date that all that stuff has to go out, right? So
I'll send you guys the Local Government Election Act tomorrow, and I'll highlight sections to read through, and then you guys can decide from there.
And the other thing to worry about, too, is if Saskatchewan takes the same path that Ontario and Quebec, and they're shutting pretty much everything down, we may get all this ready to go and not be able to have it. I agree, Rob. I think it's a good idea to do, to try and get somebody in if we can.
Let's look at the information Mallory sends out to us tomorrow, and let's have further discussion on this and see where we want to go and see what the time frames look like.
Okay.
Like I agree.
I just think it's a good idea for the town as a whole, right? Hopefully you would have at least a couple people then be on your next council, right? Like I said, it's not a matter of just, are any of us going to seek re-election? It's a matter of do you get voted in and anything else, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Many variables that are out of your control, but
so much easier if you have a little bit of continuity.
Yeah, so I mean,
I'll send it out to you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. New Town Facebook account.
You broke it.
I don't know if everyone heard my explanation, but I got kicked off the town Facebook account. The town account was set up as a person, and I think that day, maybe because I was logging in and out of my personal Facebook and going back to the town account so often, just trying to moderate everything. On Saturday morning, I went to log in at 7 a.m. and it just said, "Hey, we don't think you're using your real name, and you have to upload your ID to get your account back. And if the name on your identification is not the same name you had on Facebook, we're going to change it to your name." So I didn't really want to change the Facebook page to Kaylee Moore.
Yeah, no, Facebook's done that with personal accounts before. I know one of my brothers had the same issue. He used to go by a nickname on there, and Facebook cracked down and made him change it.
When we set up the Facebook account, both Fern and I did not want it under our personal names as a business, so that's why we set it up as its own, and that's how it led to this.
I think now Facebook's made adjustments that you can set it up more as an organization or a town or something along a government type of thing, and you actually have a lot more control over who can post or if posts are even available for comment, right? I know there's other Facebook groups I'm in where an administrator on the account has to approve a post before it's going to show up.
Well, that would make a lot more sense, because if the town Facebook page purpose is to just convey information, it's not, I didn't think it was meant to be a community forum, and that's what it turned into, and it was nasty, so I was kind of glad that it was all just gone.
And a community forum isn't a bad thing. It's just the nasty messages. If you could eliminate those.
When you try to go onto Facebook, though, now, and you log in, or it says create, the main page says create an account. At the bottom, it says create a page for a celebrity, band, or business. You click on there, you still need to make up an email and password and sign in and everything. And when I tried the town of Southie, the two Southie email, it wouldn't allow it because it said it's already in use. But yet, it's telling me that I have to verify who I am for two Southie.
Go ahead, Kaylee.
If you just Google town of Southie, there's already a Facebook generated page that says that we're a government authority. And then, so I tried to claim it, and it just said, okay, we have your phone number as, like, the 222 or whatever phone number. And it said, we'll call you to confirm this is the correct phone number. So that's why I said, like, if I could go to the office, I confirm the phone number, and then you can just change, like, Mallory, like, if you're not going to be the administrator or whatever, like, or I'm not going to be moderator at the end of the election year, then it can just... You can just change who your admins are on the Facebook page.
If you want to come and set that up.
Yeah, I've gone back and forth. I mean, like you said, it's turned into a big bashing page and stuff at times. And but I do feel that if it's set up properly, it is a great way to get information out in a hurry to a lot of people.
Yep, definitely.
So if we can get it set up properly, I think... that's the way to go if we can do it. So if that's something you want to, if you're willing to look into that, Kaylee, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, if Mallory, if you're working in the office, like, we can do it. I don't even need to, you know, social distancing. I can just get it to call the number and you can tell me whatever the code is or whatever, and we can kind of go from there.
I'm okay with that.
And I'm just going to turn comments on, because honestly, if I'm moderating on my own time, I'm not there to moderate a social thing. It's for information only. So just so everyone's aware, if I do get it up and running, there will be no comments. It'll just be information only. And
people can still private message, right? So if they do have questions, they can private message. And if you're getting the same question again and again and again, you can make another post or whatever, or more explanation.
Yeah, I
like that idea.
Okay, well, Mallory and I will work on that tomorrow.
Okay. Great, thank you. So, is there anything else?
Was the only committee that Gord or Terry was on was just Thrill?
Yeah, Terry was on Thrill, so when they do set their new meeting, we'll have to pick somebody to go to that.
Yeah,
I was on that. Terry was the main one, and if he couldn't make it, I was to go.
Yeah, and then Gord was just my backup on the rec board and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if we have to worry about filling those in tonight. We can, I mean, if something come up and somebody can't go, I'm sure we can find one of us to go.
Yeah, I agree.
I would probably go and help out on streets and sidewalks and water and sewer if the guys need anything.
Okay.
Like, what are you thinking? Like, we're all in public works, right? So nothing's changed here.
Well.
Yeah, we decided prior that all of council would be part of public works with the guys here.
But you just, Martin, you just mean, like, kind of how Gord filled in? Like, would kind of be around?
Yeah. I would be willing to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. You're in town if they need something.
For sure. All right. Do we have anything else?
No, I guess just the last takeaway is everybody read through those letters we talked about in correspondence, and we'll work on putting together... responses to those individuals.
So, letters, budget.
Yeah, and look at the budget stuff and not before the next meeting. Just based on the calendar and that, we have 3 weeks now between meetings, I believe. So,
letters, budget, and then also the highlighted parts of the bylaw for the election.
And I'll advertise a position tomorrow morning.
All right.
You want to send us a copy of the ad once you send it out to Mallory?
Yes.
Do we want to email everybody that's applied for the assistant position and just tell them that?
Yeah, there was only a few applicants at this point, I think, right?
No, more have come in, but I wasn't doing anything with them because this was all on hold. Okay. So I do have more.
Okay. I think we should reply to them and say that at this current time... situation has changed, and hiring for that, the assistant position, has been put on hold.
Okay.
I think we set a date and stuff on it already. We don't want them to think that, you know, we're just ignoring them type of thing. It might save you follow-ups from them as well, right? So.
And I think just put on, when the position opens up again, they're more than welcome to reapply. Or they're encouraged to reapply.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, just one more thing before we adjourn. So when Geiger and I rescinded that motion, I was going to say staff relations. Toby?
That's her name, yep.
Where is she from? That girl said that in the minutes we should explain why we rescinded it. So that, like, if you can just add in the minutes that it was rescinded because of...
Well, you can just basically put in the reasoning that you stated earlier.
Yeah, so if you can type that up somehow, Mallory.
Okay, I'll type it up and send it out to you guys.
Yeah, and then in that reasoning too, I think it would be worth it to also add that council made the decision, like we had made the decision to hire Mallory. Mallory had told us to advertise it, and we decided we didn't. It was, you know, we had a plan,
that was discussed. That was, and write in our information that we have. We can go that route, right?
Yeah, but then Mallory did ask us to advertise it. That it wasn't. Right. It wasn't Mallory pushing to be the administrator.
Sorry, what was that?
Just that it wasn't Mallory pushing to be the administrator.
Oh, no, yes, I
knew that. We had made the call thinking, from our perspective at that point, that it was to have that continuity. It was our succession plan. It made the most sense for us. But based on the events of tonight and that, Mallory's decision to not take it at this point, which I can understand based on some of the feedback out in the public eye in some instances, I guess, for us to advertise, and we'll move forward from there.
Yeah.
So can you just write that up a little bit more eloquently, Mallory?
Okay.
Thanks. All right, anything else?
No, just this has all been recorded, so I guess we'll get this onto the town website or wherever we can link it. And, as long as we have some more detail in the minutes and stuff, we're good to go.
We won't be able to advertise this, though, until we pass the minutes. Everyone okay with that?
That's right. Yeah.
So we can't post the recording until that time?
It's with the minutes. Minutes aren't
They're accepted. In public knowledge until they're...
But how is it different than somebody sitting at the meeting?
Yeah, that's true, too. Somebody was there. They could have listened to all this and had all the information, right? So maybe we do post it.
It's up to you guys.
Well, I'm fine either way.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't make any difference if we post this. Like I said, if someone was sitting in the room, they would have heard all of this.
Yeah.
And I have no problem, whatever.
And really, every taxpayer could have been in there listening.
Well, we wouldn't have had a room at 6 feet in between everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is everyone in agreeance? I will put it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we're open for adjournment. Adjourned? Okay, have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.
Night.